Hi everyone, my name is Judy, and today I will be presenting on the characterization of a novel brain network derived from task-based functional magnetic resonance imaging, the auditory attention for response network. One goal of human brain mapping is to predict and gauge cognitive processes by observing brain activity alone, referred to as reverse inference. It is now known that a set of 12 brain networks are responsible for all task-based activity as measured through fMRI. However, the specific function of each network remains undefined. This study aimed to characterize the auditory attention for response network, or AAR, which is hypothesized to show activation when we attend to sounds when a motor response is required, and show suppression when we focus on visual details. This is much like the situation where we are less likely to hear what someone is saying to us when we are actively monitoring our phone. Previous studies have extracted functional brain networks, and here I present some of the tasks that have shown recruitment of the AAR network, along with their corresponding hemodynamic response plots. In the auditory oddball task, participants were presented a series of standard auditory tones and asked to press a button in response to deviant tones. Both schizophrenia patients and controls showed AAR activation during identification of deviant tones, with more sustained activity in the patient group. Moving on, the social task involved video clips of shapes either interacting in some way to represent a social interaction or moving randomly, denoted as mental and random conditions, respectively. We found AAR suppression in both conditions and greater deactivation in the mental condition. This is congruent with our interpretation of the AAR, since more visual attention is likely needed when the video shows a social interaction as compared to randomly moving shapes. And finally, in the thought generation task, subjects were presented with a word and its corresponding image and either listened to or mentally generated a definition of the word. We found much greater AAR activity in the hearing condition, even though this task did not involve a motor response. This is likely due to the overlap of the AAR with the auditory perception network, important for listening to speech. In conclusion, the results from these tasks and many others address the reverse inference problem, and we can now predict that the AAR network shows activation when an auditory stimulus is presented and a motor response is required, and also shows suppression in tasks that require focus on visual details. This supports the original hypothesis of the cognitive function associated with the AAR. However, more tasks are needed to tease apart the exact differences between this network and the auditory perception network. These findings can also be applied in future studies to cases where AAR patterns diverge from normal, as in patients with psychiatric illness, to explore associations between symptoms and hyperactive or hypoactive networks. Thank you for listening.